घुटनियों के बल मैं तेरी लाश तक आई हुसैन, आज भी ज़ैनब की आती है सदा भाई हुसैन। बस मैं घबराई थी खंजर, तुझ पे चलता देख कर, बस मैं घबराई थी खंजर, तुझ पे चलता देख कर, फिर किसी मुश्किल में गिर कर, मैं न घबराई से आज भी ज़ैनब की आती है सदा भाई हुसैन। कौन था जो मरने वालों में नहीं था खूबरू, कौन था जो मरने वालों में नहीं था खूबरू, भूलने बैठी तो किस किस की से, आज भी जैन की आती है सदा भाई हुसैन। बह रहे थे आँख से आँसू तेरी रुखसत के बाद, बह रहे थे आँख से आँसू तेरी रुखसत के बाद, फिर कोई आंसू न डबका आँख पथराई हुसैन। आज भी ज़ैनब की आती है सदा भाई हुसैन।
Let us all recite Surah Al-Fatiha. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليك يا مولانا يا أبا عبد الله صلى الله عليك يا ابن رسول صلى الله عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين صلى الله عليك يا ابن فاطمة المظلومة ما خاب من تمسك بطوابها وأمن من لجأ إليكم. يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز والله فوزا عظيما. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي خلقكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم من علقة ثم يخرجكم طفلا ثم لتبلغوا أشدكم ثم لتكونوا شيوخا. آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم. With the loudness of your voices, for the love of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. For the hastening of the reappearance of our beloved 12th Imam, wherever you may be, my dear brothers and sisters, with the loudest of your voices, صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. First of all, I thank Almighty Allah for giving me this wonderful opportunity to have these very important discussions with you, my dear youth, brothers and sisters in Pakistan. We thank Allah once again for making it possible for all of us to witness another year of Azadari, another year of mourning and remembering the tragedy or the event of Karbala. The theme for our series of discussion in the coming 9 nights is to look at the challenges faced by the youth in the 21st century. And what I would like to request from all of you, my dear brothers and sisters, my dear youth, is that kindly pay attention to these discussions. These are very, very important discussions. If you pay maximum attention to these discussions, it will help you, inshallah, bihaqq al-Hussein, change your life. It will make you become a better person. It will make you become a true lover and a follower of Ahlul Bayt. And so what you need to do, every day when you attend this majlis virtually via Zoom, make sure you either have a pen and a paper with you and take note, write something new that you're going to hear from me. And after the majlis, find time, sit with your friends or with your family, discuss it, share with them. Because the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, mentioned in one beautiful hadith that if you want to become a learned person, if you want to benefit from knowledge, what you need to do is that every new thing you hear from a speaker or in the majlis, write it. Otherwise, you will forget. And if you do not have a pen and a paper to write new things that you're going to hear from these majalis, the recording will be available. Make sure you listen to it again now and then. Make sense out of these majalis and try as much as you can to implement whatever lessons that we are going to share during these majalis. And last but not least, try, I beg you, my dear brothers and sisters, when we are attending this majlis of Aba Abdullah Yusuf, put your phone aside. Switch it off. Don't just put it in silence. Kindly, I beg you, switch it off. Because if you don't switch it off, it will distract you. It will divert your attention. You will not be able to give your 100% attention to these very important discussions, to these very important majalis of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. And I will speak slowly so that you are able to understand what, inshallah, I'm going to teach. If whatever is not clear or you do not understand what you are going to hear from me, you can send me your questions through Brother Hassanain or through our uncle, our father, Brother Zain. And inshallah, we will all benefit from this majlis of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam. The second thing I would like to mention before I begin with the majlis of today is that, you know, Muharram is a very powerful month. It's a month of reflection. You reflect in your life. You reflect about yourself. You look at yourself. You ask yourself, are you on the right path or you are on the wrong path? You ask yourself, are you doing the right thing or the wrong thing? So it's a month to reflect. Number two, Muharram is a month to reconnect with Allah, the Holy Prophet, and Ahlul Bayt. It is a month of Allah. It is a month of the Holy Prophet. And no doubt, Muharram is a month of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. So you connect with Allah, meaning you build good relationship with Allah, good relationship with the Holy Prophet, and good relationship with Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalatu wassalam. And so therefore, the holy month of Muharram has four major dimensions, meaning four things that you can learn and I can learn, or we can all study from the event of the holy month of Muharram. The first area that we can learn when it comes to the event of Muharram is what? Is spirituality, love for Allah, as I mentioned, love for the Holy Prophet, and love for Ahlul Bayt. Work on your salat. Work on your love for Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Work on your love for Bibi Fatima. Work hard. Strengthen that love. Have a very strong love for Ahlul Bayt. So first area we learn is our connection with Allah and Ahlul Bayt. Second area we learn from Muharram is what? It's knowledge. It is a man to learn. So in all my majalis, I'm going to make sure that I speak something new which you will learn, my dear brothers and sisters. Because you are our youth and you are our future leaders. The success of our communities, be it in Karachi, be it in Lahore, be it in Islamabad, be it in London, be it in New York, the success of our communities worldwide depend on the success of our youth. If you as youth are good and you are successful in whatever you do, be rest assured, our communities will flourish. Our communities will grow in the near future. So therefore, the second area we learn about in the holy month of Muharram is knowledge. Learn a lot of things in this month. Listen to the majlis. Write about the majlis. Discuss the majlis with your friends, even those who are not Shias. Tell them, in the majlis, I learned this, I learned this, I learned that. Very, very important. The fourth area, which is very, very important, is emotional area. It is a month where we cry. We shed tears. We make matam. It is a month where we all become emotional. We remember how the enemies killed Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. We remember how the enemies put their arrows on the neck of Hazrat Ali ibn al-Asghar. So it's emotional month. It's a month we become emotional. It's a month we cry a lot. It's a month we really cannot handle the sadness event or the sad event that happened in this month. And the final area of interest in this month is social area. It's a month we socialize with our friends in a good way. You meet your friend, maybe you go to the mosque, or you don't go to the mosque or Imam Barga, but via Zoom, you meet people, I meet you, we socialize, we discuss about Imam al-Hussein, we build good relationship amongst ourselves. And this brings me to the topic of today. What is my topic of discussion today? Youth ability. I want to discuss the ability and the potential that every single youth has. And this ability and potential is given to the youth by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So how are we going to do the discussion? I'm going to do the discussions of today in three ways. Number one, I will look at the definition of a youth. Who is youth? What is the essence of youth? Number two discussion I will have today is that, what are the qualities of a youth? You are a youth. What qualities do you have? Because when you know the qualities you have, then you appreciate yourself. When you know the qualities you have, then you are able to make a difference in your life. When you know the qualities you have, then you are able to make a difference in your community. When you know the qualities you have as youth, then you excel, you grow in your studies, maybe at secondary school or at college or at university. When you know the quality you have as youth, you become a good member of your family. You become good with your father. You become good with your mother. You become good with your friends. You become good with everyone. So number two, we will discuss the qualities of a youth. And the last thing I will discuss today is what? What are the dangers faced by our youth today? Those dangers, when you do not take care of them, they will destroy your ability. They will not make you appreciate and understand your potential. So let's begin with our discussion. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Kindly pay attention, my dear youth. Now ask yourself a question. Who is a youth? There are so many discussions in Islam, in the world by scientists, by United Nations. Many organizations came forward with different definitions of youth. I would like to give you a definition from the teachings of Quran and the traditions or the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt. You know, when you go to Quran, kindly write what I'm going to mention. Quran number 40, verse 67. This ayah discusses three major stages of life. Kindly pay attention and listen to me carefully. Every individual, Hassanain, Uncle Zain, Jawad, Sheikh Noor, Muslim, non-Muslim, Shia, not Shia, every person has three stages of life. The first stage of life is childhood. At one point, we were all children. You were a child at one point. I was a child at one point. Your father was a child at one point. Your mom was a child at one point. So the first major stage of our life is childhood, which then is the responsibilities of our parents to look after us. The second stage of our life is youthful stage. Youth, like your stage, which I will explain just now, is a very, very important stage. And the last stage of our life, if we remain alive in this dunya, is adulthood. All the age, you become adult, you become old, you become a senior citizen. Out of these three stages of life, childhood stage, youthful stage, adulthood or old age stage, the most important stage of our life is youthful stage. Youthful stage. Why is youthful stage important? It's because one can only be able to build his or her life properly when you take care of your youthful stage. You see, now you go to madrasa. Now you go to school. If you don't work hard now, in your exams, in your school, in your madrasa studies, you will destroy your future. You will not become a good adult. You will not become a good father. You will not become a good mother. So out of these three stages of life, childhood stage, youthful stage, adulthood stage, youthful stage is very, very important. You can make your life through youthful stage, and you can also break and destroy your life through youthful stage. Now, question, who is a youth? I'm going to share two definitions for you, two meanings for you. The first meaning of a youth is a biological meaning. Biology, you all study biology at school. Biologians, they have a definition of a youth. According to biologians, not all of them, most of them, a youth is someone from the age of 13 to the age of 40. He is youth. Some said a youth biologically is someone from the age 13 to age 39. Although today we even have children, boys and girls, under the age 13, say 12, say 10, and they are very powerful in their mind. So some regard them also as youth. The second definition is psychological definition from psychology, which is the most powerful definition of who is a youth. Psychologically, who is a youth? A youth is someone, kindly pay attention, who is productive and who is creative. Let me explain. You cannot call yourself youth if you are not productive. Productive means what? You become useful. You do things. You benefit yourself. You benefit your community. When you go to school, you learn and you pass well in your exams. When you go to madrasa, you learn and you pass well. When it comes to Ahlul Bayt, you love the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So when we talk of a youth, psychologically, is someone who is productive and is someone who is creative. Youth, he creates something new. This is not working, let him create something new. We are having a Zoom majlis, but it's not working properly. Youth is someone who will think and bring something new. No, I'm going to school, I have a problem. A youth is someone who will think, can I make something new? So psychologically, a youth is someone who is productive and who is creative. Therefore, we have hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq said, if you come across or you meet a youth who is a Shia, and that youth is not serious about his or her life. It's a youth. He's not serious about his studies at school, at madrasa. He's not serious about anything in the family. He's just wasting his time. He's just playing on the phone the whole day. Wasting time, Imam Ja'far Sadiq said, if you see that youth who says our Shia and wasting his time, bring him to me. I will teach that person. I will discipline that person. And so therefore, a youth is productive and a youth is creative. Now let's look at qualities of a youth. Because we need to understand your qualities. Allah respects youth. The Holy Prophet respects youth. Imam Ali alayhi salam respects youth. Bibi Fatima respects youth. Imam al-Hassan, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, Ahl al-Bayt, they respect and love youth. Because youth, they have certain qualities, certain characters. If they work on those qualities, they become the best in the community. Let me give you some examples before I share with you the qualities of a youth. First example is our own Imam, first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali. He believed in Prophet Muhammad when he was youth. Let me ask you a question. How old was Imam Ali when he believed in Prophet Muhammad? Think about it. How old was Imam Ali? Can you answer? Imam Ali alayhi salam was 9 years. Some said was even less than 9 years. Younger than most of you here. He was youth. But Imam Ali understood the qualities of a youth. And therefore, he believed in the Holy Prophet. And he became our first Imam. So when you become a good youth, you are representing Imam Ali alayhi salam. Not only that, brothers and sisters, Ashabi Karbala, companions of Imam al-Hussein, most of them were youth. They were young like you. Shah Qasim was young like you. Hazrat Ali ibn al-Asghar, way younger, he was infant, he was baby Asghar alayhi salam. Brothers of Hazrat Abbas, they were youth like you. Majority of the companions of Imam al-Hussein who were in Karbala, they were young, they were youth, because they understood the qualities of a youth and they made good use of those qualities, and therefore they achieved the victory for Islam. And because of them, today we are all sitting and remembering them. I don't know how many of you heard of this name, Mus'ab ibn Umair. If you have heard this name, you can electronically raise your hand. Have you heard of Mus'ab ibn Umair or Mus'ab ibn Umair? He was very young. He was not a Muslim before. He became a Muslim through Prophet Muhammad. Prophet sent him to Medina, to open Medina, to take Islam to Medina. Mus'ab ibn Umair. He was like the age of some of you, youth, young, energetic, committed, determined, loving Allah, loving Ahl al-Bayt, achieving success in life. Mus'ab ibn Umair. And again, when Prophet sent this Mus'ab ibn Umair to Medina, he told them, teach the people of Medina Quran, teach them Islam, teach them about Ahl al-Bayt. He was very young like you. And again, we have another companion by the name of Usayd. He was young, he was youth, close to 20 years. Some said he was around 20. Prophet made him his governor in Mecca during the opening of Mecca. And he said to him, teach the people of Mecca Quran, teach them Islam, teach them everything. And the last war Muslims had with the enemies of Islam, Prophet sent Osama ibn Zayd. Osama was a very young boy. Prophet sent Osama, you go lead all those Muslims who were elders, who were adults. Osama went to lead them, youth, young like you. How many of you heard of Allama Hilli? Allama Hilli was a great scholar. He became mujtahid, marja, mujtahid, very young. He was a teenager when he became marja. Allama Hilli, you all know Allama Hilli. So you've got unbelievable ability. You have unbelievable potential. You can shake the mountain. You can break the mountain. You want to become a great lawyer? You can become. You want to become a great scholar? You can become. You want to become a great engineer? You can become. You want to become a great teacher? You can become. You want to become a great businessman? You can become. You make it now because you are youth. Study very well. Use your time very well. Don't waste your time on internet. Don't waste your time on Instagram. Don't waste your time on Facebook. We'll discuss social media. But Allama Hilli, he was very young when he became Marja Utaqlid. That demonstrates and shows us the quality and the ability of a youth. And Islam invites all youth to understand their qualities. What is the first quality of a youth? My dear youth, boys and girls, brothers and sisters. The first quality of a youth is that a youth is productive and creative. We mentioned the definition earlier. You as a youth, don't let anyone deceive you that you cannot do it. You can do it. It is the quality of a youth. You can do it. Don't allow anything to stop your way. Maybe you didn't do well in the last exams. Don't get discouraged. You are a youth. You can still do it. Maybe you are playing with your salat. Don't get discouraged. Keep trying your level best. You can do it. You are youth. So the first quality of a youth is that A youth can do it if a youth want to do it. Second quality of a youth in Islam is what? A youth takes quick decision. When you see a youth who is very small, doesn't want to do something, not taking quick decision, then there is a problem with that youth. A youth takes quick decision. Easily. You discuss something with a youth think about it, and a youth take decision. So go out there, make us proud, my youth. Make your center in Pakistan proud. Make your parent proud. You can do it. And I will discuss so many things with you, inshallah, during this majalis. Youth can do it because you take decisions easily. A youth doesn't take long to decide on something. That's a quality of a youth. When he sees one youth taking so long to decide, then there's a problem. And the last feature of a youth is what? Youth can change easily. You can change. You are not good today, you want to change, you can change. You don't wear hijab, you want to start wearing hijab, you can change. You waste your time on internet, you can change. And that is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi, he said, when Allah sent me with Islam, the first group to believe in me were youth, Prophet Muhammad said. He said, those who first believed in me were youth. And so therefore, your main quality as a youth is that you have unbelievable potential. You can achieve your goals in life if you truly want to achieve your goals in life. Now, what are the challenges or the obstacles that will stand your way in trying to achieve your potentials? There are certain things. If you don't take care of them, you will not achieve your potential. The first one is what? Is when you think that you are independent, you don't need anyone to help you. You are a youth. You are very strong, I agree. But you still need a mentor. You need to ask your father, your mother, your teacher's advice. When a youth think that he or she is independent, doesn't need anyone's help, then there is a problem. Believe in yourself, no problem. But don't think that you don't need someone's help. You need a role model. You need to look up to someone very good to help you in your life. So the first problem that can stand your way towards achieving your success in life is when you think you know it all. When you think, you know, I know it. I don't need anyone. My father is too old. My mother is too old. My teacher is too old. Maulana is too old. That's wrong. Yes, believe in yourself. But at the same time, take advices from those who are successful in life. Otherwise, you will not achieve your potential. You will keep on failing and you will keep on regretting in your lives. The second problem or obstacle, mania, that can stand your way towards achieving your success is what? Bad friend cycle. You need good friends. You don't need bad friends. If you have a friend who wastes his time or her time on social media, not studying well at school, not studying well at madrasa, not supporting in the community, change that friend. If you cannot change that friend, stay away from that friend. Because your friend can influence you easily. So the second problem is what? Having a bad friend can destroy your potential, can make things very difficult for you. And by the time you realize you are old and you will begin to regret, which is not good. And the last problem that can stand your way towards achieving your success in life is what? Which we'll discuss on one night properly, inshallah. Is that you do not take care of your religion, of your ibadah, your salat, your recitation of the Holy Quran. Because, you know, we cannot do whatever we want to do in life without God. We need God. So therefore, my dear youth of Pakistan, I am so much happy that I'm speaking to you in this holy month of Muharram. And I want you to take this majalis seriously as a way of positive change. You have great potentials. I was also a youth like you. I was not born a Shia. It took me very long to become a Shia. One night I will discuss with you my journey. But what I would like to say to you is that I started giving lecture in Islam when I was 14 years old. I started giving majlis when I was 14 years old. That time I was a Sunni. So you can do it. You can do it. Even look at these non-Muslims. You all heard the story of Bill Gates. Bill Gates was the inventor who started Microsoft, you know. Bill Gates, in his first year in secondary school, he started all these things. The money that he would get from his family, he wouldn't spend the money, he would save it. First year secondary school, he got his first computer. And he and his friends, they developed this Microsoft software. You can do it. Nothing will stop your way. You've got the ability to do it. And Prophet Muhammad said, benefit from five before five comes to you. Five things, benefit from them before you lose them. Number one, Prophet said, benefit from your youthfulness. You are youth now, benefit from it. Study well, pass well, become a good Muslim, become a respectful boy and girl, become a good Azada al-Hussein Alims. And number two, Prophet said, benefit from your time before you become busy. Now you are youth. Don't waste your time. We'll discuss about time management. Don't waste your time. Inshallah. Don't waste your time. Prophet said, benefit from your time before you become busy. Number three, Prophet said, benefit from your health before you become sick. Now you are healthy, young, energetic. You've got the energy. Use it for your own benefit. Use it for the benefit of your community. Use it for the benefit of your country. Use it. If now you become ill, you cannot do much. When you become sick, there's nothing you can do. Then Prophet said, benefit from your wealth before you become poor. When you have money, even the little money that you have, you can save it nicely in the bank account. Don't spend, don't waste it. Don't buy just sweet, this, no. Save it. So that in future you can do something nicely and give sadaqah, give charity to people and help in the madness of Abu Abdullah before you lose that money. And the last one, what we said, benefits from your life before you die. Now I would like to invite you all. Let us take our hearts to the holy land of Karbala and remember a few lines of the Masa'ib of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. If not because of the sacrifice on the 10th day of Muharram, all of us were not going to be here today commemorating the azar of Aba Abdullah. On the 10th day of Muharram, there was a sacrifice of 6-month-old baby Ali ibn al-Asad. The enemies pierced the neck of Hazrat Ali ibn al-Asad. If it wasn't because of this sacrifice, we were not going to be here today. If it wasn't because of the sacrifice of Hazrat Abbas Alamdar alayhi salam, we were not going to be here today. They chopped off the two arms of Abbas alayhi salam. As Abbas was going, someone appeared from behind. He chopped off the right arm of Abbas. As he was going, another person appeared from behind and he chopped off the left arm of Abel before the little boss. If it wasn't because of this sacrifice, we were not going to be here today. Remembering Allah, it is important we sacrifice and we honor the sacrifice of the 10th day of Muharram. If it wasn't of the sacrifice of Abu Abdullah, you know, sign, we are not going to be here. Allahu Akbar, ajrukum ala Allah, zadaran Hussain. You know, when Abu Abdullah, you know, sign, fell down, that enemy sat on the chest of Abu Abdullah. When he sat on the chest of Abu Abdullah, he began to play with the lips of Abu Abdullah. He then beheaded Abu Abdullah, you know, sign. If it wasn't of this sacrifice, we are not going to be here. Imam Zainul Abidin taught us, O Azadaran Hussein, O Shi'an Ali, do not forget the sacrifice of the 10th day of Muharram. He mentioned it in his khutbah, in his speech in Sham. Imam Zainul Abidin came to remember his beloved father, Abu Abdullah, because you know, when Imam Zainul Abidin was giving birth, his mother died. So the only person he knew in his life was Imam Hussein. That is why he kept crying for his father for 20 years. For 20 years, Imam Zainul Abidin cried for his father. He made the azadari for his father for 20 years. He was walking in Medina. He met a man who was slaughtering animals, sheep. Imam Zainul Abidin asked him, oh man, before you slaughtered this animal, did you give water to this animal? He said, yes, it is sunnah of the prophet to give water. I gave water. Imam Zainul Abidin said, Allah, they killed my father without giving him water. Allahu Akbar. Imam Zainul Abidin again met another man in Medina. He said, man, when I die, will you bury me? The man said, of course, every person deserves to be buried. He said, Allah, they left the body of my father for 3 days without burying the body of my father. Lastly, one day, Imam Zainul Abidin met a man. The man was calling out, I am a stranger, I am a stranger. Imam Zainul Abidin said to him, why are you calling yourself a stranger? Do you have a food to eat? He said, yes, I have food to eat. Do you have a house to stay? He said, I have a house to stay. Do you have clothes to wear? He said, I have clothes. Then Imam Zainul said, you cannot call yourself a stranger. A stranger was my father in Karbala. They left my father alone without burial in Karbala. Oh man, you cannot call yourself a stranger. A stranger was the stranger of Karbala, Abu Abdullah. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Wa sayalamu alladhina zalamu ala Muhammad ayyam kalbin yanqalibun wa laqibatu lilmuttaqin. Raise up your hands, let us pray, inshallah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka wa nad'uka bismika al-azim al-a'zam. We pray that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept our azadari, accept our majalis, inshallah. And I pray that inshallah, myself and all of you, my dear youth, we benefit from this majlis, inshallah. We pray that whatever we want to achieve in our lives, may Allah make it easy for all of us to achieve in our lives. We pray Allah increase the love of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad in our hearts. And I pray for your parents. May God bless your parents. May God protect your parents. Wa akhir da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sir, hey, it's sir, hey. محمد وآل محمد صلوات اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله, السلام عليك يا رسول الله, السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين, السلام عليك يا سيد الرسولين, السلام عليك يا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين, السلام عليك يا إمام الحسن, السلام عليك يا إمام الحسين, السلام عليك يا إمام علي بن الحسين, السلام عليك يا إمام محمد بن علي, السلام عليك يا إمام جعفر بن محمد, السلام عليك يا إمام موسى بن جعفر, السلام عليكم يا مولاي أبا الفضل العباس بن أمير المؤمنين, السلام عليكم جميعا شهداء كربلاء وسيران كربلاء ورحمة الله وبركاته, السلام عليك يا إمام رضا, السلام عليك يا غريب الغرباء, السلام عليك يا معين الضعفاء والفقراء, السلام عليك يا شمس الشموس, السلام عليك يا أنيس النفوس أيها المدفون بالدوس, السلام عليك يا علي بن موسى الرضا الراضي بالقدر والقضاء ورحمة الله وبركاته, السلام عليك يا أبي معصومة, السلام عليك يا إمام التقي, السلام عليك يا إمام الحادي, السلام عليك يا إمام العسكري, السلام عليك يا إمام صاحب الأصل والزمان سيدي الأمان 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 من فتنة الزمان, السلام عليك يا شريك القرآن, السلام عليك يا دافع الظلم والعدوان سيدي, عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتئه فيها طويلة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. Please recite the Surah Fatiha for all our marhumin, especially so shahada, awliya Allah, rahim Allah man qara al-Fatiha.